Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome in on a Thursday, the second day of October already?
Day two of the shutdown.
This week flying by.
Should start our calendar clock.
Oh, we should, like the networks do, countdown to the shutdown or whatever.
We could do a pool, too, like how many days will it last? I'm going to go 17 days and 13 hours.
Oh, wow, that's specific.
Yep, it's going to end at about 7 o'clock at night on the 17th of October.
I'm going to take the under. I'm going to say 10 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I'll take the under.
Feel free
on
to
that.
Chime in if you're listening on YouTube.
Yeah, we'd love to know what you think.
Facebook. Chime in on the StreamYard, and we'll share your number.
I think 10 days will be all the Democrats can stomach, because when they realize the Republicans aren't going to budge,
they have to hold the line, though. They have to.
And they look at this polling, even by the New York Times, that shows they're way upside down on this. The vast majority of respondents and a huge majority of Democrats don't believe the government should be shut down right now. There's no way they're not going to take the blame for this. People aren't going to buy into the whole, we're only doing this for the good of your health care, because it's a separate issue.
Yeah.
Mike Johnson made it very clear. It's a separate issue. What you're trying to do right now is not going to happen. Come back to the table, open the government, and we'll sit down and maybe talk about some Obamacare subsidies.
And that's what's important for people to know. The continuing resolution has been passed. The House already sent it over to the Senate. It was just the threat of the filibuster. And the Democrats basically saying, we're going to take you to a 60% maximum vote, and you're not going to get those votes because we will filibuster this. They actually didn't go through the act of actually doing that. They just took the initial vote, and when they saw they only had 54 votes, they just, both sides agreed, we're not going forward. But my point is that you only need six of the Democrats across, to come over and say, okay, let's get everybody back to work. Let's open the government and give us 7 weeks to talk through some of these issues.
So Mark on chimed in on, YouTube this morning, saying 3 weeks, 2 days, and 3.5 hours, and DJT will solve it. I don't know why it's been so specific about that. Because you said 17 days and
13 hours. Okay, so he's going basically 20, that which would be 23 days.
Yeah.
So he's thinking October 23rd, this thing will get resolved. I'd love to see everybody's thoughts. Is this a one-week deal? Do you think it's going to go two? Could it go into November? No.
And I heard something interesting this morning on the Gordon Deal show leading up to this. They had a reporter on talking about this who said that on the issue of the health care subsidies, that these subsidies were scheduled to run out at the end of the year. So what the Democrats are pushing for right now is for some of the, in addition to the Medicaid funding that provided health care for illegals. They also wanted to extend these subsidies for Obamacare. The Obamacare subsidy thing is the only thing that Republicans have suggested they'd be willing to talk about after the government reopens.
Yep.
And today, I realized why that is. Because the subsidies, there's never been a government program in the history of the world that has ever gotten smaller. When you give somebody something for free and then you take it away from them, they're going to scream bloody murder. And the Democrats are going to claim you're starving children and old people are having to eat dog food. I mean, it doesn't matter what the cut is. They have the same playbook. You can never shrink a government program or you're some horrific person.
Rollbacks only happen at Walmart.
That's right. Thank you. It's true. It's true. But if the Republicans are politically savvy here, they realize that they may need to wean people off of this. So maybe a one-year extension of these healthcare subsidies because the midterms are next November. What the Democrats are hoping for is to make this an issue for next November. And if the Republicans negotiate with them and kind of ease people off this over the course of the next year or two, it's going to fare a lot better for them and hurt the Democrats politically if they negotiate on that. That's why I think they're talking about it.
Yeah. And the Democrats know that the Affordable Care Act does not hold up without subsidy, which goes against the entire argument of it being an Affordable Care Act, and it was supposed to be, oh, we're going to make it more affordable. Well, they didn't. They actually drove health care costs up for most Americans, even those who were on private insurance, and they need these huge subsidies to fund people who many of them aren't working, even though they're able-bodied. They're not on Medicaid, so to speak, but they use the subsidy to get the insurance. I would be really curious to see the breakdown, if there's any way of doing so, the breakdown of those who utilize the subsidy, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Because
I guess it crosses lines quite a bit.
I would say it's not 50-50.
No, probably not. But, you know, we do have Congressman Jason Smith on at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. He might have some insight on that.
I just think it's worth the discussion, because do you make the compromise for a political win that's really not going to be a win, because most people who rely on the subsidy who would be upset in the election year might be Democrats already, who aren't going to, you're not going to get their votes anyway. Now, like you said, there are going to be a lot of Republicans who need that subsidy in order to make their insurance premium payments work in the Affordable Care Act. But I mean, I just know, you know, most people who are working, you know, either buy it themselves on the exchange or their government or their employer provides the health care, one of the two.
Mama Kay thinks it's over by next Friday.
Ooh,
so the short window. Speculation is starting to come in now. So I don't know. Yep. We'll kick this around a little bit more. I mentioned we got Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. Let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Because we are in a government shutdown, we are going to have to lay some people off if the shutdown continues. We don't like that. We don't necessarily want to do it, but we're going to do what we have to keep the American people's essential services continuing to run.
Yeah, J.D. Vance is a rock star. There's no doubt about it. They don't know quite what to do with him, and I think that this is just more example of his leadership leading up to 28. He's kind of been the face of this for the administration.
Yeah, and doing a great job of communicating the right messaging, not getting into name calling. He's not pointing fingers. He's just saying he's going about the business of running the government. Imagine that.
I don't see what's racist about putting a sombrero on anybody.
Yeah. Mexicans love sombreros.
Yeah, we wear cowboy hats. They wear sombreros.
Why does CNN hate Mexicans? That's a fair question.
Right.
Greg Gutfeld yesterday. Absolutely right. Hey, be honest with yourself. And the Democrats need to be honest with yourself. When's the last time tell me you've never been to a Cinco de Mayo festival where you put a sombrero on? Of course you did. That's not cultural appropriation. That's enjoying somebody else's culture.
Absolutely.
All it is a hat.
It's a hat.
Lighten up, Francis.
And a cigar.
Someone who says I'm against abortion but says I'm in favor of the death penalty is not really pro-life. So someone who says that I'm against abortion but I'm in agreement with the inhuman treatment of immigrants who are in the United States. I don't know if that's pro-life.
Well, if you're Catholic, that's your Pope. That's Pope Leo, White Sox fan, who's now claimed that you're not really pro-life if you support killing murderers.
He clearly doesn't want to read from Acts or Romans or Leviticus or Exodus that all support, you know, the death penalty. There, you can find biblical passages. If he's got biblical passages that say that the death penalty is wrong, I'd love to hear him.
Imagine what a mess this world would be if there were open borders everywhere. I mean, just imagine.
Yeah.
We got a taste of it under Biden, for sure.
It happened just before 10 p.m. Eastern time last night when a departing plane's wing made contact with the fuselage of an arriving plane. Delta calling it a low-speed collision between two Canada Air regional jets operated by Endeavor Air.
Yeah, that happened overnight, in case you were wondering. It happened at LaGuardia, and that's kind of been leading the news this morning. When I first read it, the headline was two Delta planes collide. And I'm like, wow, a midair collision and nobody died? Yeah. That was on the runway.
Yeah, they clipped each other.
And now, it 3, 2, 1, wait for it. In spite of the fact that it was the right wing of the airplane that was to blame, apparently the right wing will be blamed. And Donald Trump will be blamed because of cutbacks at the FAA.
Oh.
Just wait for it.
Yeah.
If it hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen today. CNN and MSNBC will come out and blame this on government budget cuts.
It was not the plane's left wing. It was the plane's right wing,
which just proves Donald Trump is to blame. I'm just waiting for it. And the only person that got hurt was a flight attendant. Maybe she was unbuckled or something, and she got a bump on her head or something, was transported to a hospital. But I think it's a she. I can't swear to that.
I guarantee you that will make the news today. Yeah. And it's the FAA cuts and the government shutdown.
Just wait for it. It's coming. There's no doubt about that. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. We're going to be back in just a couple minutes. We do have our friend Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to that and more on from Sean Duffy and the transportation director. And he's not talking about the airplane situation yet. He's talking about all those commercial driver's licenses that have gone to illegals and the crackdown that he's making on it. We're going to get to that for you coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our highways are full of what we believe to be hundreds of thousands of improperly licensed commercial truck drivers, a lot of them being illegal immigrants.
The vast majority of those people and cross the southern border into the United States between 2020 and 2024. And all of them had crossed on the southern border.
Well, I mean, if you come across the border and you got to have a job and you can't get hired as a superintendent in your local district, what else would you do? You just go get your CDL and drive a truck.
Right.
That was tongue in cheek. But how does this happen? Like, I have to tell you, like, for example, I've been to countries where even though there's a foreign language, I believe it was Ireland, even though there was a foreign language, a lot of the road signs also had some instructions in English, right? However, when I was in Central Europe last week, that was not the case. You could drive for miles across Hungary and Austria and a lot of these countries that I visited, the Czech Republic, and you didn't see any words on the road signs that were in English. Obviously, Google Maps would help you these days with GPS, but if you're unable to read the language of a country you're in, you have no business operating heavy machinery on the roads of that country and putting my life and my family's life and my friends' lives at stake. That's outrageous.
And that report talked about the arresting officer said they couldn't even have conversations with the people because they spoke zero English. Couldn't even understand what the officer. I was wondering, how do they deal with the docs? Like when you get to a dock and you have an order, I guess it's just kind of seamless, but you got to interact with people at the docks.
Paperwork, you just hand them the paperwork and hope that it gets taken care of?
Yeah, but like where do I unload? What do I got to do?
Well, my guess is the companies are prepared for that and they have a Spanish language speaker or whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody who's, you know, multilingual.
My son works in logistics and deals with truckers every day in his job. And he says there are a ton of middle European, like even Russian born Ukrainian drivers, people from Central Europe who don't speak very good English either. But it isn't just a Hispanic role, but a lot of Ukrainians, Russians who are out there driving trucks as well.
Here is Sean Duffy, the transportation director, talking about them cracking down on this across the country. And hopefully, I don't know what impact they could have in a state like California or Illinois if they continue to provide these licenses to people who don't speak English and aren't here legally.
Process for issuing these licenses is absolutely 100% broken. It has become a threat to public safety, and it is a national emergency that requires action right now.
And the question there is it administrative action, or is that something that Congress is going to have to deal with? But guess what? You can't do that when the government shut down, right?
Right.
And right now, very little bipartisan. You would think that would be a bipartisan issue, but you know the Democrats are going to make it a political one.
Yep.
Because of their stance on illegal immigration.
Oh, no question. And they're going to somehow fight for the right for illegals to continue to hold these jobs. And that's certainly a job that Americans could do and would do, well-paying. I mean, you're talking a good trucker with a good firm getting a full day's work and a full week's work is going to make somewhere between $80,000 and $120,000 a year. With benefits, with a really good health program. It's a job that I truly believe more and more young Americans especially should really look into. Transportation's not going anywhere. It's a sector that's going to continue to flourish.
You say you have a friend in the business?
My son actually works in logistics.
In the training business. We ought to try to get him on. I'd love to get his thoughts on how something like this could happen. Marge is commenting on Facebook, what happened to truckers having to have permits? Well, that's the point. They're giving them commercial driver's licenses and letting them go to these CDL trainings. They can't speak English. I don't even know how they complete the test.
Right.
And they're cranking them out and letting them get on our roads and drive these, 40,000-pound vehicles that are killing people.
We just had a horrible accident down Jeff County.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Well, that guy said he thinks he fell asleep.
He thinks he did. Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we are going to get to Tom Ackerman, our buddy from Camo X, the sports director. He talked to Mo this week. Maybe he talked to Heim Bloom, or he's having him on this week, I'm sure. We'll see what he thought of that news conference and the direction your St. Louis Cardinals are going on, the report that they had a million fewer butts in the seats this past season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
So what did you say a minute ago, Dan? The Dodgers have punched their ticket.
They have.
The other playoff games are still going on.
Do or die today. I love do or die games.
So Cardinal fans, Tom Ackerman, are left to wonder, could that be us next year? What do you think? You heard the Heim Bloom. We haven't talked since that news conference this week. What's your takeaway?
You know what could have been the Cardinals?
What happened
to the Reds last night?
Yeah.
That would have been the Cardinals' spot. They would have gone to L.A. and gotten trounced twice.
Wow.
So, it's great to make the playoffs. It's awesome. But your season would have been over in about 2 seconds.
18 runs in two games.
Thanks for playing. Yeah. Thanks for playing, Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Here are your parting gifts. Good night. I mean, that would have been your postseason experience. So you know, again, I'm not saying that it's not fun to make the playoffs. It is, but everybody was all wound up. Oh, gosh, the Cardinals, you know, they can't make the play. The season would have been over in about 2 seconds. This is not a team that is capable of making a deep run in October, period. So what you have to think about is how do you get back to being a giant again? How do you get back to being a star-powered giant? It would have been just another reminder of how far ahead the Dodgers are, how far ahead the Padres are, and the Cubs, and everybody else who's in this thing, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, they're all way better than the Cardinals right now. And if the Cardinals had snuck into the playoffs somehow, they would have gotten thrown down by the Dodgers. By the way, here's another thing to remember, how good we've had it.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds have not won a playoff series since 1995.
Wow.
Haven't won a playoff series, let alone they don't go very often, and when they do, they lose. They haven't won a playoff series in 30 years. How many playoff series have the Cardinals won in 30 years? I should count that up, but it's a ton.
You're right.
Yeah.
I've said many times we're spoiled here.
Since 1995, when Bill DeWitt Jr. took over. In fact, now I've inspired myself to actually add that up, and I'm going to put that into a sportscast. They have won a ton, including 4 pennants and 2 world championships, not to mention all the division titles. So it's just a reminder that we've had it pretty good around here. We're going through a downtime, and it's time to build it back. What I took away from Heim Bloom was he showed urgency in getting it back, but knew that it was going to take a while to do it. And he didn't use the word rebuild, which I disagree with. I think you just go ahead and say it and tell people what it is. But they used the word build a lot. And so did Bill DeWitt Jr. Build and Bill DeWitt is ready to go here.
Build and Bill.
So they have to build this back to being a powerhouse. And how you do it is you figure out the best way, and Bloom has done this before, and how you acquire elite talent. And that is you draft them, you develop them, and you retain them. When I say develop them, I mean develop them in the minor leagues, not here. This is not the place to develop young players.
Amen.
This is not a farm club. This is the big leagues. When players come up to the St. Louis Cardinals, they should be ready to go fundamentally, and they should be ready to help this team win and get to the postseason. This is not a place to watch Jordan Walker try to learn how to swing and Nolan Gorman try to get his swing down. That happens in the minors. Yeah. And that's the problem that they've had, is that their system down, that's the best way I can explain it. Their system in the minor leagues has not been up to par. Why? Because they didn't put money into it.
To answer Richie's question here on Facebook, yes, Ali Marmol is back. But here's my question. So if you commit to...
Did he ask if he was back?
He asked if Ali Marmol was back. He clearly hadn't heard that Marmol was had been kept... As manager.
Can I say one quick thing? I love that he asked, but I have to remind myself sometimes that people don't get caught up on sports like us, I guess. And it really surprised me the day that Bloom said officially that Ali was coming back, that everybody was like, oh, I can't believe this. I'm like, what did you think was going to happen? Like, were you not listening to us for months? We told you he was coming back.
Yep.
That they get along, that he likes him. He could have gotten rid of him if he wanted to. That means he likes Ali. He thinks Ollie's the best fit. And we told you that was going to happen for months. Anyway, sorry.
So my point here is we have been fat and happy as Cardinal fans because they've been so successful. But if you're going to base everything you do on developing people into the minor leagues, this is somebody who's not a baseball person asking this question. Don't you have a better chance of doing that if you get to draft high? Because if you're successful as a team, you come in lower in the draft, you're not having access to the best talent because they've been snatched up in the first 5 or 10 picks in the draft each year, right? Well, I mean, you can develop people, but they got to have that basic talent. Those all-stars are going to go first.
Both can be true.
Both things are right. The elite talent, J.J. Weatherholt, Liam Doyle, you get those guys in the top 10. They're going to go right into the big leagues next year and be factors. I think Doyle will rocket himself into the rotation at some point, and Weatherholt's going to start for him next year. So that they will be great. But you have to draft and develop players that you get in the later rounds. Yadier Molina, 4th round. Albert Pujols, 13th round. You can do that. You right. can go get players, identify them, draft and develop them. They don't all have to be first rounders. You don't have to. That's just one player that if you're a terrible team, you get to pick high. It's just one guy. One guy's not going to change your team. The other way you acquire talent is you trade players and get ready, because they're going to. They're going to trade players and get younger talent to come here. They already did that with Maton and Mats and Helsley, and they got a pretty good haul, actually. Not an overwhelming haul, but a pretty good influx of talent that they like at the single-A level, and this double-A team's really good, actually. They just won the Texas League. So they've got some players. They've got some players, younger players, but they need a lot more. I mean, they need home run hitters. They need power pitchers. They have very little of both.
Yeah, no swing and miss guys.
The Cardinals' leading home run hitter was Wilson Contreras at 20. That ain't going to do it.
No.
I mean, the Cubs, I can rattle off three guys off the top of my head who have over 30. So, you know, you've got to compete. If you want to compete in this division, just to start with, you need power hitters and you need power pitchers.
All right, let's shift to football, college, and NFL this week. We got the Tigers with a bye week before the big Alabama shootout, but what else we got to look forward to?
Ethan, I will wrap this in 30 seconds. Ready? Don't you worry. Illinois, don't overlook Purdue on Saturday. I know everybody overlooks Barry Odom and Purdue. Make sure you go on the road and get this thing. Do not look ahead to Ohio State. Get the win against Purdue. They've got good momentum after getting killed by Indiana. They came back, won against USC. Get this thing, then have fun with Ohio State in a week. That is going to be an incredible game. Missouri obviously has a ton on the line with Alabama to feel relevant in the SEC. And on top of that, my Hoosiers will play at Oregon on the 11th. The 11th is going to be an amazing
shootout.
Amazing day.
Yeah.
Amazing day.
You got to run, Tom.
I love college football. I do have to. Unfortunately, right. I could talk to you guys forever.
Awesome. Love you, brother.
Enjoy, man.
See you guys.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Tom Ackerman there with more on that. Yeah, my friend Richie followed up on that question with something I'm sure that if Tom had time to talk about, he would have loved to. But he's like, and meanwhile, Mike Schilt is playing October baseball. Or
yes, he is.
And,
yep, he's in one of those do or die games. Ooh. Today with the Padres and Cubs. Padres stayed alive with a win yesterday.
I still have to wonder how that all went down. I saw a story on it the other day that basically said he wasn't willing to accept mediocrity, and it put him in direct conflict with ownership.
There was also some very internal coaching philosophy differences between the hitting coach and Schilt. Schilt is a big guy on two-strike approaches, shortening up, hit the ball. You know, we were striking out at a rate, still are, striking out at a 28 to 35% clip for most of the guys in the lineup. He was saying that needs to be 15%. We need to put the ball in play with two strikes, move the ball around, put pressure on the defense, and the hitting coach and the front office didn't agree. They thought home runs, take the big home run cut, even with two strikes, home runs win games. And that philosophical got down to the point where he says either the hitting coach goes or I go. And they said
they got rid of him.
And then they got rid of him. Yeah, that's
he was hurt by that too. You know, I know he was.
And look what he's doing. Like you said, he has cut down the strikeouts in San Diego and they're winning more games. Imagine that.
Yep. Just amazing how that works. All right. Great to hear from our friend Tom. We're going to be back in just a minute, but then other news. Top of the hour, Congressman Jason Smith is in here, chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. And we will talk through what it's going to take to end this government shutdown. Stay tuned.
So I don't know if you remember this. I certainly covered it when it happened, but there was a candidate for the state legislature in Virginia who came pretty close to winning, despite the fact that it leaked out that she had her own OnlyFans page in which she participated in things with her husband that people could like send in suggestions, and they were making money off this thing on OnlyFans, right? And she was angry about it, and the left rallied around her, and she almost won, but she didn't. So she's not a Virginia state legislator. She was a candidate for that. She has now been arrested for assault and battery on a family member. The 42-year-old had to turn herself in. Susanna Gibson Payne is her name. And she told the Post that her lawyer husband has been harassing her since she filed for divorce.
But that he was the one that got aggressive with her. So there's a little bit of a domestic situation going on here. But she's the one who's actually been arrested for assaulting him, allegedly.
Oh, my God.
So there's all kinds of problems going on here with this one, far beyond the X-rated videos that that she was part of.
So how do you know when you have a drinking problem? I got a pretty good case where you might think you have a drinking problem down in Lincoln County. So the sheriff's department arrested this guy named Billy Davis on Thursday. And it was on alcohol-related charges. He then shows up for court the next day. He's smashed. He's drunk when he gets to...
When he got to court?
When he got to court the day after for
well,
his...
that could be stressful.
Arraignment. You know. So he got more... He acted belligerently and got more charges added on the way he behaved in court. So now he's got more charges. I think at this point you realize... I got a drink of problem.
I think you might have hit bottom here.
Yes.
That could be time to get some help. Fairly good indication.
Poor guy.
So do you remember in L.A. when the riots were happening recently and they had to send ICE in and everybody was mad, or not ICE, but the guard troops to protect ICE, and they were doing the staging all these protests and riots downtown, and they were burning cars. Do you remember what those cars were? So they were ordering Waymo cars, which are driverless, to a particular point where the protest was taking place. And when the Waymo car got there, they'd set it on fire.
Oh, my God.
Because you didn't have a driver who could reroute and get the hell out of there. The car didn't know the difference. It just got set on fire, if you remember that. Well, here's another Waymo story for you this morning. There's a video that's I don't know if it's going to go viral or not, but it's been released out of the state of Georgia. A Waymo driverless car illegally passed a stopped school bus on Briarcliff Road in Atlanta on Monday afternoon. And a state representative is saying, we need to put some more guidelines on this because that could have been a disaster driverless car clipped a child where this bus is stopped in very clearly a four-lane road, but I think the drivers on each side would have had to have come to a complete halt for this bus. And this Waymo car just went, just pulled around and went zipping past it.
Wow. Man.
So yeah. I don't know.
There's so many scenarios where you think human judgment might come into play. Now, they do have automated braking and like a radar system. So if a kid would have shot out.
Like to think it would have stopped?
Yeah. It does have that ability.
Wouldn't it depend on how fast it was going?
Well, it violated.
But it doesn't go above the speed limit. So you assume it was in residential, 35 miles an hour. Braking distance would be relatively short if the radar picked up a kid.
Right.
Yeah. But it's got the ability. I mean, some of these radars are ridiculous.
Well, here's their problem. It's already illegal, obviously, to pass a stop school bus, but the majority of time they could fine the driver. And now they're going to have to rewrite the law to rethink who's the responsible party if a driverless vehicle violates the law by going around.
It's kind of like the red light cameras, right? Who's actually driving the car? Like,
with
it?
Yeah, thank
yeah.
you.
It's
yeah.
like
very much
same thing. You can't really give it a ticket to a person if you can't see the driver, right?
That's true.
Yep. Well, Hershey received a treat Friday, the time when all the Halloween candy is going crazy. Apparently, they sued a company that had a kind of a knockoff Reese's candy, and the unwrapped chocolates were, in fact, featureless. They didn't have the Reese's logos on them, but they were identical. Anyway... They came out and said, nope, you can't do it, because they had the jack-o'-lanterns and the ghost and all these Halloween-themed things. They just took the Hershey logo off of it and produced it themselves.
So it was orange and black.
And Hershey Company won, saying, nope, the shapes were identified as theirs. You can't copy it.
There's just nobody can match a Reese's cup, right?
Uh-uh.
Reese's cup.
No, nope.
you just can't.
No,
you
the can buy the. Better.
You well, I agree, but you can buy the knockoffs. But when you bite into it, you can tell the difference. I don't know what the difference is, but you can tell the difference.
Same with M&M's. Like you can get the knockoff M&M's, and I'm like, no, it's just not a real one.
They got some good chocolate in Germany.
Why am I hungry? Ooh. I am so hungry right now.
We talk about food.
We need
here.
Halloween candy. Tis the season.
Yeah.
Let's get some in here.
Plenty of that shortly, I'm sure. Coming
up. Ethan, that's your job tomorrow.
Congressman Jason Smith is going to be in here, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. We'll get his take on what's really being demanded by Democrats in this Schumer shutdown. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.